KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:01, it's cloudy and 41 degrees here in Atlantic. We look for cloudy to partly cloudy skies today with a high of 55. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you this hour by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent, Dish Network, and DirecTV satellite systems dealer. They're located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. Well, the return of cold weather to the state is a reminder that you won't be able to keep your heater turned off all winter. Iowa Utilities Board spokesman Rob Hillisland says the Low-Income Home Energy Assistance Program, or LIHEAP, is available to those who may struggle to pay that heating bill.
It can provide them with some limited financial assistance. I believe it's a one-time payment amount that helps cover a portion of their winter heating costs. And also, there's an associated weatherization program that can provide them some longer-term relief by improving their energy efficiency and educating them on ways that they can also help to reduce their energy use.
Another benefit of being eligible for LIHEAP is that you're protected on the utility shutoff moratorium.
That runs from November 1st through April 1st. And during that winter moratorium period, those customers who are certified as eligible cannot be disconnected from their utility service.
He says you should check as soon as possible to see if you might be eligible for the program.
The best thing that customers can do is to contact their local community action agency. And there's community action agencies located all across the state. And if they don't know how to reach their local community action agency or where that might be, they can get information from the Iowa Department of Human Rights.
The Human Rights Department has information available on its website at www.dcaa.iowa.gov or by calling 515-281-0859. Applications for LIHEAP and on the weatherization program are accepted on a first-come, first-served basis. News time is 8:03.
Hi, this is Jesse Swanson with the TV Store, your locally owned Verizon authorized wireless retailer in Atlantic. Are you dreading the long car ride on vacation and hearing your kids saying, "Are we there yet?" Well, I have a solution for you. A 4G LTE smartphone from Verizon Wireless. You can keep your kids entertained with many different games that you can put on your 4G LTE smartphone, and you can make sure they know exactly how close you are to your final destination with turn-by-turn directions with the free GPS service that comes on all Droid products. You can even check the weather on the go with a 4G LTE smartphone as you have internet wherever you go. To get set up with your new 4G LTE smartphone, stop in at the TV Store at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic or call 243-3032. We're here to answer any questions you might have about your Verizon Wireless cell phone and provide you with the best possible customer service. Activation, upgrade, early termination, and other fees apply. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com. Smartphones require a data package.
With just 7 days left in the campaign, Mitt Romney and Michelle Obama will hold rallies in Iowa today to try and sway the undecided voters and motivate supporters. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
Iowa's one of just 7 states which are considered too close to call, hence the fevered pitch of presidential politicking here. Romney is due in Davenport this afternoon. Romney previewed his closing message Friday during a speech in Ames, suggesting it's time for a change.
President Obama did not repair our economy.
Over the weekend, Romney won endorsements from several Iowa newspapers, including the Cedar Rapids Gazette, the Quad City Times, the Sioux City Journal, and the Des Moines Register. The Register had not endorsed a Republican candidate for president in 40 years. An Obama campaign spokeswoman dismissed the paper's argument that Romney would be able to bridge the partisan divide in Washington, saying that was not based at all in reality. The First Lady will lead a rally this afternoon in Iowa City aimed at college voters. During a late September rally on the University of Northern Iowa campus in Cedar Falls, Mrs. Obama cited the results of the 2008 election when her husband won Iowa by 147,000 votes.
That may sound like a lot, but when you break it down, that's just 87 votes per precinct.
Mrs. Obama will campaign late this afternoon in Sioux City. Vice President Biden is scheduled to campaign in Iowa Thursday, but no other details about that event are available. I'm O.K. Henderson.
Elsewhere in the news, authorities say the residents weren't home when a fire broke out at a house in Sioux City. Fire crews were dispatched to the home at around 7:45 p.m. Sunday. Arriving firefighters found flames coming from the front door of the two-story house, No injuries to firefighters were reported. The cause of the blaze remains under investigation. A financially troubled Central Iowa Rural Water District is struggling with a new challenge, and that's finding someone to replace the utility's only licensed operator who resigned after being charged with murder. Xenia Rural Water District has hired an engineering company to supervise its largest treatment plant. That's after Joshua Powell of Ogden resigned Wednesday after being charged with first-degree murder. The 28-year-old Powell is accused of strangling his wife last Saturday. He's being held in the Boone County Jail on $2 million bond. Xenia serves about 9,500 customers in 12 counties and announced 3 years ago that it owed $140 million. Its financial troubles were caused mostly by expansion plans that never arrived. State environmental officials have lifted a drinking water alert for residents of the town of Attica. The Iowa Department of Natural Resources said water samples from Attica's water supply show the water is now safe to drink. Officials said the samples they tested were negative for coliform bacteria. The tests came up clean on two different occasions, 24 hours apart. Attica is about 45 miles southeast of Des Moines. An Iowa City woman is refusing to pay a hefty sewer charge for water she used to keep her lawn alive during the summer's drought. Linda Watkins had no problem paying the $92 water bill she received in August because she knew she was using more water than usual. The Watkins balked at the idea of paying $123 for sewer charges, but most of the water she used stayed on her lawn and never reached the city's sewers. Watkins' sewer bill is normally about $15. City officials say Watkins' water could be turned off if she continues to refuse to pay her bill. Officials said the city can't tell how much water is used on a lawn unless residents install a second water meter. A Dubuque school board member is facing criminal charges after getting into an argument with a bus driver in a country club parking lot. 50-year-old George Davis spent Saturday night in jail after the incident. He was released after posting a $5,000 bond on Sunday. Police say Davis pounded on the hood of a bus and entered the bus to confront the driver because he believed it was parked in his way. Davis was cited on suspicion of two misdemeanor charges. Davis said he regrets the incident and plans to cooperate fully with investigators. Davis is an attorney who has been elected to the school board twice. He also serves on the board of Western Dubuque Biodiesel. The Iowa Department of Natural Resources said one person was injured during a hunting expedition Saturday in Poweshiek County. 78-year-old Daryl Lamb of Grinnell suffered minor injuries after being struck in the face by shotgun pellets while hunting pheasants. Lamb was hit in the face by two pellet shots with a pheasant flushed between him and three other members of his hunting party at the end of a food plot. Lamb and the others could not see one another because of the height of the food plot and topography of the land. The man was treated and released from the Grinnell Regional Hospital. That incident happened about 11 a.m. Saturday. A minor break in a Cedar Rapids water line has caused a fish kill in the northeast part of that city. The break last Wednesday sent enough chlorinated water into McLeod Run in northeast Cedar Rapids to kill about 400 trout. The Iowa DNR tallied the dead fish on Friday. Department Fisheries biologist Paul Sleeper said workers saw many live fish throughout the stream and no lingering levels of chlorine were detected on Thursday. Sleeper said that most of the dead trout were 6 to 8 inches in length and were among 6,000 fingerlings that were stocked in the stream in June. Taking a look at world headlines at this hour, Hurricane Sandy is bearing down on the eastern seaboard, forcing the shutdown of mass transit, schools, and financial markets. Hundreds of thousands of people were told to evacuate the low-lying areas, including some 375,000 people in lower Manhattan and other parts of New York City, 50,000 in Delaware, and 30,000 in Atlantic City, New Jersey, where a portion of the seaboard has washed away. A man who owns a bait and tackle shop in Point Pleasant Beach, New Jersey, said, "I think this is going to do us in." The grounding of thousands of flights in the Northeast because of Hurricane Sandy is affecting air travel worldwide. Airlines are canceling flights in and out of New York area airports, and the disruptions have spread to Europe and Asia, where some travelers could be stranded for days. President Obama has canceled political rallies in Florida today and is rushing back to the White House to monitor Hurricane Sandy. Republican nominee Mitt Romney is campaigning in the Midwest out of the storm's path. He did call off events scheduled for Virginia yesterday and in New Hampshire tomorrow. Two UN agencies say scientific data offer fresh evidence of the link between climate change and outbreaks of meningitis, malaria, and other diseases. The World Health Organization general director says its atlas of data include maps, tables, and graphs and provides a practical guide to climate-sensitive diseases that the decision makers and leaders can use as a tool for prevention. And a Russian ship with 700 tons of gold ore on board is missing in the stormy seas off of Russia's Pacific coast. The ship sent a distress call yesterday as it was transporting gold ore from one deposit to another where it was to be processed. There's a 9-person crew on board. News time is 8:10.
camp but don't want to miss all your favorite TV shows? Well, now you don't have to with the Tailgater from Dish.
With the Tailgater, you can access Dish chants that you would at home on the go. The Tailgater from Dish is easy to set up. So easy, you can do it yourself. All you'll need is a Tailgater and a VIP 211K receiver.
Tailgater from Dish is a self-aligning dish, so all you have to do is set up the Tailgater where there are no trees. Select the state you're on, and the system will do the rest for you.
Maybe you're not camping much this summer, but plan to head somewhere warm for the winter in your RV. Well, this works for that, too.
Hi, this is Alan Josephson, owner of the TV Store, your local Dish authorized retailer. If you'd like to get set up with a Tailgater from Dish or learn more about it, stop in at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic or call 243-3032.
System includes antenna and receiver. Activation fees may apply. Restrictions include prepayment of all monthly and one-time fees. Programming restrictions may apply based on location. Call for details.
In our funeral announcements, Alta Walker Borkowski, age 94, of Irwin, died Wednesday at the Manila Manor. Funeral services for Alta Walker Borkowski will be held today at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Irwin. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Tom Morrison, age 97, of Stewart, died Wednesday at the Guthrie County Hospital. Funeral services for Tom Morrison will be held today at 10:30 at the First Congregational Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Marilyn Joy Keenan, age 83, of Harlan, died Saturday at the Elmcrest Assisted Living Facility in Harlan. A massive Christian burial service for Marilyn Keenan will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Peter's Catholic Church in Defiance. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Ruth Emmons, age 94, of Atlantic and formerly of Adair, died Friday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Funeral services for Ruth Emmons will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Adair. Robert Bob Pauls, age 82, a longtime Atlantic resident, died last Tuesday at the Wesley Acres in Des Moines. Services for Bob Pauls will be held tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Richard Lee Harris, age 74, of Dexter, died Friday at his home. A memorial service for Richard Harris will be on Tuesday at 2 o'clock at the First Presbyterian Church in Dexter. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Marilyn Young, age 91, of Exira, died Saturday at the Audubon County Hospital. Funeral services for Marilyn Young will be on Wednesday at 10:30 at the Kessler Funeral Home in Exira. Zena Lyman, age 48, of Greenfield, died Friday at her home. A graveside memorial service for Zena Lyman will be next Monday at 11 o'clock at the Fairview Cemetery in rural Stewart. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. And Delmer Queck, age 86, of Fontenelle, died this morning at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Delmer Queck are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle. Our news was brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent, Dish Network, and DirecTV Satellite Systems dealer. They're located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.